Right. He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 19th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, new highs have been the order of the day here recently. New all-time highs in the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Well, not quite the NASDAQ. Not new all-time highs yet, but we're marching in that direction. In fact, we're just 85 points away from the 5,000 level. In fact, the NASDAQ's up right now, up 9 points to 4,915. The march to 5,000 continues. The Dow, however, is being dragged down by Walmart. The big Bentonville, Arkansas retailer, Walmart down about 3 points. That's a pretty heavy weighting in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow's down 75 points. We're back below 18,000 for now. We're at 17,954, but still just shouting distance within all-time highs on the Dow. The S&P 500 is down 4.5. The S&P is at 2,095 right now, minus 4.5 points, 2,095. Crude oil could also have a finger pointed at it as a reason why the market is down today. Crude oil is down 5% today on a huge inventory build. We're stockpiling oil all over the place. People aren't using it fast enough. Therefore, prices need to come down in order for that supply-demand equation to come more in line. Crude oil is at $50.14, however. $50.14. Gold is at 1209. The euro is at 1.379. We have news out of Germany today. We'll get to that here in a minute. And the 10-year yield right now is at 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we offer out a weekly newsletter that goes in depth to the market. A lot of pictures, though. Takes up a lot of those pages. But I try to point you in the right direction. And it begins with, where are we at in the market right now? Look, we're coming up. 2 weeks, we're going to hit the 6-year anniversary of the bull market. And if you've been listening to my radio show during those 6 years, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, I've said stay in the market. The bull is still intact. And that's been very good advice for folks wondering about their 401ks and their IRAs and their college plans and their trading accounts that their wife doesn't know about, all kinds of things like this. That's where it all begins, the big picture. And as we went through the big picture earlier in the week, we determined once again, and I sound like a broken record week after week, I keep saying stay with the market for now. It's the best game in town. After all, we've gone from 660 all the way to 2,100. That's one of the great bull markets of all time. And if you stood on the sidelines listening to the perma bears about roaring inflation, about a crumbling dollar, about soaring gold prices, you know, you followed the wrong guru. What can I say? And I'm not saying that I'm a guru by any means, but I do use the analogy of a fishing guide who fishes these waters every single day. I swim with sharks some days. Some days I swim with the dolphins and it's gleeful. And it can be quite ugly out there in the water some days as the storm clouds approach. The main thing that I'm keeping my eye on these days is the U.S. economy. And as long as that U.S. economy can continue to grow, we watch that through GDP numbers. As long as we can keep inflation under control, we watch that through PPI and CPI. As long as we can maintain a favorable interest rate environment. We're at 2.07 right now. And as long as we can continue to grow this economy and keep making, creating jobs here in America, as long as we can keep the initial jobless claims at a okay pace. I think this week's number came in at 283,000 once again under that 300,000 level. These are all important factors that I watch on a daily basis because I'm not a guy that's going to stay invested all the time. I have been invested for the last 6 years, but at some point in time when I see those telltale signs that the American economy is slipping back into a recession, I'm not like the big Wall Street firms that ride it right into the ground. I'm going to take emergency action. Alarms are going to go off. We're going to batten down the hatches here and get ready for whatever storm may be coming. That's why I always keep my eyes in the rearview mirror, making sure that that bear is not creeping up on us. We also watch the global economy. It's a global economy. It's a global world. We're connected. We trade with one another. It helps to have a strong economy for America's technology companies, for America's car makers, for America's manufacturers. I have to keep an eye on the global economy and what's going on in Asia and what's going on in South America. Right now, we've got our eyes focused on Europe, which has been teetering on recession, but is now undergoing a massive round of quantitative easing. We know what quantitative easing did for our markets here in the U.S. 660 all the way up to 2,100. Now our quantitative easing is over in the U.S. And now it's gone across the pond to Europe, where they're undergoing quantitative easing to the tune of $60 billion per month. And I'm watching European stocks begin to break out. I've added several to my portfolios recently. I'm watching the EFA, which is an exchange-traded fund that tracks Europe. I'm watching it break out. I pointed out the ETF DFE in my newsletter over the weekend. That's the European small cap ETF. Watching it break out. We're watching Germany. We're watching Greece. Once again, it was reported late in the day, earlier in the week, that they had a deal that they were going to extend the bailout. And once again, it turned out to be false. This was the pattern that we watched the last time that the Greek crisis came about. But this time, there's not as much on the line. And that's why the market seems to be shrugging off a lot of this Greek-German negotiation process. At one time, the banks had about $250 billion in Greek debt. And they obviously didn't want that to go south. That's a pretty big chunk of debt to be left holding the bag on. Today, the bank's exposure to Greece is just $77 billion. Much less. There's not as much on the line here. Therefore, Greece has very little bargaining power right now. Germany is not budging. In fact, once again, they turned down an extension. They've really got Greece backed into the corner. There's even some rumors out there that would say the Germans have decided to just let the Greeks go. Let them withdraw from the European Union. They have a contingency plan in place. They're not going to back down. They're going to give very little. And at the same time, the Greeks say that we're not going to move forward in this austere economy that you forced us to have. And I think if that's the case, then I think there's probably going to be a Grexit, a Greek exit from the European Union. So we'll see how it all plays out. But it just seems to me that the EU and the Germans have the upper hand in all of this. And the promises that have been made to the Greek people by their new communist socialist government, I think they're going to have a hard time fulfilling those promises. Let them exit. Let them figure it out on their own. Seems to be the mantra right now. And meanwhile, we had another big old stodgy stock of yesteryear report earnings that were less than stellar. That's why I try not to buy big old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear unless there's something really going on. You know, when a Walmart is in every nook and cranny of America and there's just not a whole lot more places to build Walmarts, even though they are going to Canada, right, to fill in the void left by Target, which is exiting Canada, Walmart, you know, didn't really come through with blockbuster numbers this week. In fact, they flat out disappointed. And yet Walmart is probably in a lot of portfolios across America. Should it be? Is it a best stock now? This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, some folks, when they invest, and like I say, everybody has their own style of investing, and some people believe in buying the biggest and the bluest of the companies that are out there. And, you know, I mean, there's something to be said for that. But on the other hand, you know, I've shown time after time that there's a huge correlation between the growth rate of a company, and that's earnings growth, not how many stores they're building, not their sales growth, but their bottom line earnings growth. There's a very strong correlation between bottom line earnings growth and stock price appreciation. And therefore, I give a lot of weight to companies that are growing faster than the economy, that are growing faster than their sector of the market, that are growing faster than their peers, that for some reason they have superior products or superior management or superior brand recognition, superior pricing power. All of these things combine together to make for best stocks now and just so mediocre stocks. You know, it's the way it is. There's a lot of mediocrity. You know, as I went through elementary school and junior high and high school and college, there was a lot of mediocre teachers. There were a lot of mediocre students. And I can remember those that excelled. I can remember some of the art classes that I took. I came from pretty good genes as it relates to artistic talent. And expectations were very high for myself, but there were people in that art class that were just like, wow, I can't even believe she painted that. She was superior to the rest of us. It's the same way in the stock market. And I personally like the superior companies that are in the prime of their life, not companies that were once in the prime of their life, like most of us, right? The older we get, the better we were. Anyways, let's just take a look at Walmart, just as an example. I'm not picking on Walmart, but as a stock, I think it's rather mediocre. And as we look at the performance of the stock over the last 10 years, it's ran just a little bit ahead of the S&P 500, okay? So had you bought Walmart stock over the last 10 years, you've basically gotten a market return. Now, I consider the market the center. That's a C. The market is a C, right? That's the average. That's where the average student is. That's just passing grade, right? A C. I want companies that have been producing better than the market, B's and even A's, better yet. Walmart's performance over the last 10 years has been about a market performance. Over the last 5 years, Walmart has delivered 12.8% to its investors, to its shareholders, and the market's delivered 13.7%. It's trailed the market over the last 5 years, and over the last 3 years, it's also trailed by about 1.5% per year. So you could probably safely say that this is now a market performer. And in fact, the performance grade that my app Best Stocks Now app gives to Walmart when it compares Walmart to all the other investments that you have out there. It gives it a C+, just barely above mediocre. All right. The momentum grade. You know, it does not appear. I was wrong. I thought that the money being saved at the gas pump would start flowing into places like Walmart and other places like that. And, you know, not true. There are some areas that I see it flowing into. Instead of Walmart, I see it flowing into the dollar stores. I currently own Dollar Tree. I wrote up Dollar Tree in 2011, and I basically said this is the Walmart of tomorrow. I've been saying that. I've written many articles on Dollar Tree. This is a concept that is better than Walmart right now, and they have a lot further to go, and they can grow at a lot faster clip than Walmart can. And if you look at the performance and compare Dollar Tree versus Walmart, you'll see what I mean. On the Yahoo chart, you can compare two charts side by side. Put up over the last 5 years, Walmart, WMT, and put up Dollar Tree, DLTR. Walmart's been growing at single-digit rates over the last 5 years, 8% per year. Dollar Tree's been growing by 22%. But that's about triple what Walmart's been growing at. And you can see the difference in the results. Because once again, there's a very strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. And when you compare an 8% grower versus a 22% grower, you see a stark contrast in the performance of the stock. And like I say, Walmart has been a market performer now for the last decade. If you're happy with that, fine. Personally, I'm not happy with that. I'm not willing to accept mediocrity. I'm going to search. I'm going to dig under every single rock to try to find something better. I think owning consumer stocks is good at times. And I currently own a few. I own Ross Stores. I own Dollar Tree, which I think are far superior to Walmart. Walmart is a mega cap stock. It's a $278 billion company, less than half the size of Apple. That ought to put things in perspective. Apple, can you believe that? I mean, Walmart is this gargantuous, largest retailer in the world, and yet Apple is more than twice as big from a market cap standpoint than Walmart is. Walmart, from a valuation point of view, is not exactly a compelling value either. Walmart's trading at 16 times forward earnings, which is just a little bit cheaper than the overall market. But then again, it's a stock that's running with the market these days. So it doesn't deserve a premium multiple. In fact, the market's not even giving it a market, or the investors aren't even giving it a market multiple right now. And when you compare that 16.6, actually, times earnings, Walmart's only expected to grow by 6% per year over the next 5 years. All things being equal, that's about what the stock should deliver. 6, 7, 8% per year when you throw in the dividend yield of 2.2%. Walmart gets a performance grade of C+. It gets a valuation grade of D-. Those are the two biggest inputs into my formula. Walmart is currently a stock that is ranked 2,552 out of 3,946. No knocks on Arkansas, no knocks on Bentonville, but I don't like the stock. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. So far we've talked about The bull market, the almost six-year-old bull market that continues to roar. And if you're sitting on the sidelines, if you've been listening to the Doomsday Prophets, if you've been listening to the Perma Bears, if you've been listening to the Gold Bugs, unfortunately, they've been wrong. Eventually, they will be right. And then they'll say, see, I told you so. But in the meantime, the market has tripled. This has been one of the best opportunities folks have ever had of tripling their 401ks and then some when you count the money that you're also adding to it. And if you were to ask me today, is it too late to get in? I'd give you the same answer I would have given you 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. You got to make hay while the sun shines. And when the sun stops shining on the economy, on the market, then we'll do something else. Maybe we'll make money in inverse funds on the way down. We'll write it down together and watch our inverse funds go up while the market goes down. I don't know. I don't know what the next bear market will be like. I don't know what it will bring. I don't know how deep it will be. I don't know how quickly it will come upon us. But I will have my antennas up every single day. I'm here on these waters every single day watching individual stocks from the ground up, looking at individual companies, looking at sectors, looking at indexes, looking at asset classes, reading economic reports, reading earnings reports, and acting accordingly. I'm the guy that manages the money here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm not a middleman. I'm not one that puts a plan together for you and then funnels the money out to others to invest. I'm the guy that manages the money here. And I go where the action is. And if the action starts to turn away from the stock market, then we'll do something else. Maybe it'll be the bond market. The bond market was up 32% in 2008, while the stock market was down 38%. So, you know, you just take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, a sector at a time. I don't particularly care for big, large, blue-chip companies that at one time were hot growth stories, and now they've slowed down to single-digit growth. And I use the example of Walmart, and yet you'll find Walmart, I don't know what percent across America, portfolios of folks that have Walmart in their portfolio. Look, I think it's an okay company. It'll probably give you market returns. The market goes down 30%, it'll probably go down 30%. If the market goes up 6%, it'll probably go up 6%. I try to find superior companies, best stocks now, companies that are in the prime of their life and for whatever reason are in a nice groove, in a nice growth stage. We also talked a little bit about Greece and Europe and the breakout that's taking place in the European indexes right now. With all that quantitative easing, with those $60 billion extra euros floating around every month over there, that's bound to have a positive impact on the European markets. And Greece doesn't really seem to be that big of an issue because there's not nearly the exposure by the banks that there was during the last Greek crisis. And in fact, it may be to the point where if they don't want to accept Europe's austerity plan, then they're going to have to wave goodbye. They're going to have to part ways, and they're going to have to go it on their own. So I don't think it's that big of a threat right now to our stock market. Okay, let's talk about a company now. You're saying, God, I've listened to this guy for almost 40 minutes. I haven't heard about one good stock. Yeah, you did. I talked about Dollar Tree. I talked about Ross Stores, how they're flourishing and growing much faster than Walmart. Well, let's go in a different direction here. Let's go to the leisure industry. You know, we still like to travel. We still like to go on vacation. I like to go on vacation. I like to travel. It's nice to get away. And in fact, I heard this morning that there continues to be upwards pressure on travel prices, on hotel rooms in particular. And one of the ones that is flourishing right now is the Marriott name, Marriott International. I don't know about you, but when we travel, we tend to stay at Marriott's, tend to find them to be well-kept, well-managed, well-run. We have a Marriott right across the street from us here. We have one of the nicest Marriott's in the world right here in San Diego. It's right on the harbor. I'm a client of theirs. I keep my little fishing boat there in the Marriott Harbor that's run by the Marriott. I write my check every month, my slip rental to the Marriott. Someone asked me the other day, I'll bet you drive a big yacht. I said, no. You know, when I come into the harbor, there's usually seagulls following me because I'm filleting fish or throwing the old bait overboard. When I come into the harbor, there's seals following me. And, you know, it's not like I'm coming in, oh, they're all, there's Gunderson the fisherman coming in with his catch. Yeah, you know, hey, I enjoy fishing. Most of these people in the harbor, they never leave the harbor. They couldn't park a boat to save their lives. They use it to party on. They sit down there in the evenings and drink their cocktails or listen to music. Man, I go out fishing. That's what a boat's for. Without a bait tank, what good is a boat? But the Marriott has been very good to me. Marriott is an operator. You know, they don't own the hotels. They don't own the land. They are the operator. They run. They're a franchisee. These are franchises. That's a very profitable model. Very profitable model indeed. And in fact, over the last 5 years, Marriott International, which is now a $24 billion company, has been growing their earnings by 23% per year. What was Walmart again? 6, 7, 8%? Now, have those 23% per year earnings growth average years, has that translated into stock price appreciation? I'm glad you asked, because over the last 5 years, Marriott stock has been going up by 27.6 per year. It's been slightly ahead of the growth rate. You've got a 23% five-year growth rate looking backwards, and the stock's gone up by 27.6% per year, which is double what the market's gone up. What did we say the performance grade was on Walmart? It was a C+. Marriott gets an A-. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this. I mean, there is the law of large numbers, although don't tell that to Apple. They seem to be doing just fine with their large numbers. I think Apple's one of the biggest winners in the NASDAQ this year, so you can't really always make that excuse, well, they've gotten so big, they can't grow anymore. Apple's still finding a way to grow. Seems to me like Walmart has opportunities out there, but hey, for whatever reason, they've slowed down to the rate they've slowed down to. Marriott continues to find opportunities, and they continue to grow. Over the last 3 years, holding Marriott stock has delivered 34.4% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, this is really a killer number. You can look at the chart. You can see it in the chart. Over the last 12 months, MAR is up 60% while the market's up 14%. And they're going to pay you a little bit of a dividend here. Their dividend yield right now is about 1%. Marriott is a growth and income type stock. Mostly growth. Little bit of income. Once they become mostly income and a little bit of growth, then I don't like that combination. I like the growth side of the equation a little bit better than I like the income side. Now, let's take a look at the valuation of Marriott. This is prime property. Just like it costs a little bit more to stay at a Marriott than it does at a Howard Johnson's or a Travel Lodge or a Motel 6. You're going to pay a little bit more for Marriott stock, but I think you're getting a little bit better, getting some better amenities, you know, maybe a cleaner pool, maybe a better a restaurant inside, maybe a more well-decorated room. I don't know. I've just had good luck with Marriott's around the world, myself, my wife and I, when we travel. Marriott stock isn't cheap, but I can make a pretty good case for it still from a valuation point of view. In fact, I have a five-year target price of 142. It's currently trading at 83. And with this earnings beat here recently, you're probably going to see a higher target price on the stock. Out of the 3,946 stocks in my database. Marriott currently comes in at number 208. Without question, it qualifies as the best stock now. Do I make recommendations here on the show? No. Is there a guarantee that Marriott's going to be a big winner over the next 5 years? No. But the expectations are very good, and it does have those characteristics that I like, value and performance, and a very high overall ranking. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we were talking a little bit about, I would say the theme today has been growth, how growth equates, how there's this strong correlation between a company that is growing their earnings. You know, you can look back at, let's just say a Chipotle, for instance. Chipotle's earnings back in 2009, which isn't that long ago, $3.95 per share, $3.95 per share. And the stock was trading at about $100 per share. Next year, Chipotle's expected to make $20.57 per share. Now, that translates into 26% growth per year over the last 5 years. And what has the stock done? It's gone from $100 per share to $677 per share. You see that growth track, that earnings growth track, and the tremendous stock price appreciation that accompanied that earnings growth? We just featured Marriott. Marriott's earnings back in 2009 were 93 cents per share. They're expected to make 357 next year. That's a fourfold increase in earnings. And the stock's gone from about 15 to 82. That's about a fourfold increase in stock price. So that correlation is very, very important to remember. All things being equal, a company that's growing at 25% is going to run laps around a company that's growing at 6 or 7% per year. That's why I seek out part of my equation and finding the best stocks now is looking for the companies that are performing the best, and almost always they're performing the best because they have the superior growth in their industry, in their sector, in the economy, etc. And I think one of the mistakes that people make is they get tantalized by that dividend. And they forget that, you know, the company's not really growing anymore. If you're happy, like Walmart pays a pretty handsome dividend right now. When you consider that the 10-year bond is currently paying 2.07%, heck, I can go to Walmart and get a dividend yield higher than that, 2.3%. But I'm in it for the dividend, the income, and capital appreciation along with that dividend. Don't be sucked into a stock because it pays a high dividend. Another good example would be Verizon. Verizon has gone nowhere. The stock has gone nowhere. The earnings have gone nowhere for several years now. And yet it sports a very high dividend yield of 4.5%. You say, yeah, how can I pass that up? I can get a paid while I wait for the stock to grow. But the stock hasn't grown in a long, long time. I mean, it's now single digits, 4, 5, 6%. I don't care that they have the best wireless network nationwide. It hasn't really added anything to their bottom line. They're a very stagnant growth company. AT&T would be another example. AT&T sports a very attractive dividend yield. Believe it or not, the dividend yield on AT&T right now is 5.5%. Okay? You're going to get the dividend yield. You're probably not going to get anything else because AT&T is growing at 3% per year, if that, in their earnings. They have not done a very good job. Even though they're connected to Apple at the hip, they haven't done a very good job of growing their earnings along with Apple. And yet they sport that big dividend yield of 5.3%. That's very attractive, you know. But without the growth, you know, I would rather go with the company that's paying a little less of a dividend but still has growth potential. An example there would be Crown Castle, which rents cell towers. They're still growing by 20-25% per year. They pay a dividend yield of 3.7%, but they also have that growth component. So there's a big emphasis here in my book, in my method of investing, on growth, growing those earnings. If you own a company yourself, your company is going to become more valuable as the bottom line earnings continue to grow. If you can grow your little company's bottom line by 20% per year, you can probably factor in that the value of your company is going up by 20% per year. That's how it works. Earnings, companies' valuations are based many times on earnings. That's the most common valuation that we do. We base our valuations on a multiple of earnings and what the expectations are for those earnings to grow in the future. And a lot of times we look to the past to see what the past track record has been so we can make some projections into the future. And then, generally speaking, as the earnings grow of a publicly traded stock, the stock appreciates right along with it. Where do you find earnings growth? Well, you know, that's easy. You go to Yahoo and you type in your ticker symbol. You type in earnings or you type in different ratios. That's the word I'm looking for. Ratios, and you can find how fast a company's been growing. And you can also type in the earnings estimates and find how fast is expected to grow in the future. Those are very key parts of picking best stocks now. And that's half of my equation is valuation, earnings, and performance of the other half of the equation. Now, I published my newsletter. I'm getting into newsletter mode again. I'm summing up all the stories that I've reported on that I followed this past week. I'll sum it all up into one nice neat package for folks this weekend. For my clients, they get to see the entire newsletter, what I'm doing, and then I also have subscribers to the newsletter. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. We nailed a huge winner yesterday. I bought one in the trading account on Friday. It went up 55% in 2 days, and I sold it yesterday for a 55% gain. I found it with my Best Stocks Now app. I had never heard of the stock. All of a sudden, what is this? I looked at it, I go, holy cow, we got lucky. Anyways, the newsletter goes out every weekend, pwstreet.com. Also, I'm the guy that manages the money here. I don't farm it out to other people to manage. I'm the guy that manages the money here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can talk to us about having your money managed here. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.